I want to talk about the correlation between addiction and adultery. As a race, we're addicted to our own way. Probably one of Frank Sinatra's best known songs was "I Did It My Way." I used to be like that once. I identified with it, of course, in those days. We are lovers and protectors of ourselves, aren't we? You raise your eyebrows, but examine your life for a moment. Isn't it full of I, me and mine a lot of the time? What I want, where I'm going, what my plan, my will is, and how I'm going to achieve it, protect it and control the outcome, get what I want no matter what. We're addicted to our will being done. And if God should look as though he's got another plan, war breaks out. That other word then, adultery, we've joined them together, addiction and adultery, because one leads to the other. And Father has an interesting spin on it. I counselled an alcoholic in the past who had a soul tie with alcohol. He literally loved it. And though he was healed, he deliberately returned to drinking heavily. He subsequently died. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death, Proverbs tells us. Father said he was committing adultery. I know of someone else who was instantly delivered from smoking, but again, deliberately went straight back. We will have it our own way, won't we? To our cost, even if it kills us. Addiction and adultery go together. Any uncontrolled desire, fueled by the need to rule our own lives, can have a disastrous effect on us because they lead to spiritual adultery. We walk away from God and his loving supervision of our lives, just like the church at Ephesus. We need rules. We need boundaries. We don't like them, but we desperately need them. Addiction to our own will plus uncontrolled desires, lusts and wrong motives cause fights and quarrels. Look around you. They're the cause of wars. Jesus' brother James had something to say about it, which may surprise you, in James 4. 1-4. Headed up in my Bible, submit yourselves to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but don't have, so you kill. You covet but you can't get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You have not because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you don't receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Friendship with the world, the way it thinks and what it seeks after, automatically puts you on the wrong side of God. Whoops! He sees it as adultery because you're his bride. And if you're flirting with the world, you're in danger of committing adultery in a spiritual sense. Remember the poem yesterday? If you refuse to change your culture and remain in the culture of the world, you're reneging on your marriage agreement to cleave only to him. You're trying to breathe life into a corpse. You're his bride. He's jealous over you. He'll come and get you and bring you to himself. He's the ultimate lover. Had you never thought of that before? Maybe then it's time to sit down and think a bit more about these things. The friends of the bridegroom are placed on the earth to help the bride prepare her for her groom and her coming king. They've got a responsibility to see that she doesn't continue to commit adultery with the world. They bring the mid-course correction. Hello? I thought I'd lost you there for a minute.